Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Donald Trump in Pennsylvania yesterday. Huge crowds from what I saw reported and the photos that made their way around. Maybe you were one of the people who tuned in to hear the president speak live. Rachel Scott is our ABC News correspondent in Pennsylvania. Rachel, have they released any numbers about how many people actually attended the president's rally?
Good morning, John. Well, we know that Trump campaign aides were expecting at least 10,000 people. And outside, hundreds of people were lined up hours before the president's arrival. The first person that I spoke to in line got there as early as 6 a.m. that day.
Oh,
it was a 7 p.m. rally.
They're serious.
Put that into perspective. And the president quite literally jet-setted into the battleground state last night on the eve of a congressional special election. He was looking to drum up support for Republican Fred Keller, but also, of course, all eyes were on 2020. The president held the rally at an airport hangar outside. Air Force One became the backdrop for this rally, and so lots of his supporters had their phones up the entire time taking photos of what was, you know, pretty logistically cool, you know, backdrop there. But the president pulled off a narrow victory in the state of Pennsylvania, and again, last night, he bet on the state once again to pull through for him in 2020. The president was renewing some of his old campaign promises on immigration. He promised to build 500 miles of wall by 2020. That number is up. He previously said 400. Now he's going for 500, you know, saying that the country is full, that he doesn't need any more immigrants coming in. But at the core and the heart of last night was this battle, this feud with former Vice President Joe Biden. We know that Biden was here. He's an early front runner. He was here just days before the president had his own rally, and miles away, two separate messages, both on the economy. The president touted the booming economy last night. The voters here in this area certainly feel it. Unemployment is down at record levels here in the state of Pennsylvania, obviously reflective of the booming economy across the United States. But Vice President Joe Biden, when he had his launch in Philadelphia just days before, said that President Trump inherited the economy from the Obama-Biden administration. And last night, President Trump holding nothing back, firing back at Biden, you know, not only taking credit for the economy, but also saying that, you know, he deserted Pennsylvania voters and trying to remind voters that they should be voting for him in 2020. And so also on a logistical level, right, the president stopped at least three times last night during his speech to call for medical attention, to call for a doctor. People were fainting in the audience.
Was it hot?
It was hot. It was humid. It was sticky. But again, people had been waiting in line for hours ahead of the president's arrival. And this is something that is unfortunately becoming a recent trend at these Trump rallies. I was covering his last rally in the Florida Panhandle. Two people were taken to a local medical facility due to the heat. And then last night, we talked to EMT officials, and they told us at least six people were taken out of last night's rally for some type of medical condition or issue, a lot of it related to the weather. And so as the president loves these outside rallies, his administration, his team, the campaign team, is also going to have to figure out maybe how to get these people some relief from this weather.
Well, they want to be there, but yeah, maybe they'll get a little truck of bottled water and hand that out too. It's like a concert, you know. You watch these people fall out at the front. But I think that's one of the things that maybe people missed in the last election cycle was Donald Trump was getting huge crowds, and I don't put too much faith in that, because you just, you know, you can get a crowd in an auditorium. Will they go vote? The answer in 2016 was yes. Can he recreate that in this coming cycle? Seems like he's got some momentum.
Right, exactly. And, you know, a question that I get often is, you know, is the president just talking to his base here, right? I mean, is Biden and the president, when they come, when 2020 contenders come, are they just talking to their same people, any undecided voters? But actually, in a key battleground state like Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. it's not uncommon to find voters that voted for Obama in 2012 and then flipped and voted for President Trump
yeah.
in 2016. I talked to several voters last night, one of whom actually volunteered on the Obama campaign when Obama was running for re-election in 2012, and now he's signing up to volunteer for the president's campaign.
Now that's
and
a big change, isn't it?
It's a huge change, and he kind of echoed what the president was saying last night. He felt like Obama and Biden deserted Pennsylvania, and he loves what the president is doing for the economy, regardless of who's taking credit for it. He says, hey, listen, Trump's in office right now. My pocketbook is doing better. I support this administration. And so that was interesting as well. And I know you're listening to the radio and your show a little bit ahead of time, and we know that abortion right is being forced onto the political stage.
Yeah.
And that was on the mind of voters here last night as well. They say they want to see the issue of abortion go to the Supreme Court. They say they love that the president values the sanctity of human life, as he says. And the president, again, reiterated that last night. The Vice President Mike Pence has called the Trump administration the most pro-life administration in American history. But even some supporters last night tell me they're in favor of states passing stricter laws on abortion, even if it doesn't include exemptions on rape and incest.
Now that's interesting in Pennsylvania, because the old way of thinking was you don't talk about that in Pennsylvania. And that maybe, you know, Donald Trump breaks all the china and breaks all the rules, and he may be about to do that again. Rachel Scott, I appreciate that live update from Pennsylvania, our ABC News correspondent. Thanks a lot. And you make sure you drink lots of water as you go to these rallies. We don't want you passing out.
Stay hydrated.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.